This podcast is sponsored by Eureka Hub.
If I ruled the world.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 5 of the Queen Series podcast. I am your host, Elena Christine, and I am here with actress and model Sashina Liddell.
Hello.
Yes. And we're going to have a really important conversation today. We're going to be talking about inclusion in the entertainment industry, right? And I think that this is an important topic, and especially now with a lot of the things that have been happening. Did you see in the article recently that they were talking about their... has to be a need for more like black hairstylists?
No.
Yeah. So basically the story goes, there have been a lot of actresses who have been told to get their hair done before coming in because they don't have the black hairstylist accessible for these actresses that need their hair done.
Can I tell a really quick story?
Yes.
Really. So now that you brought that up,
yeah.
I actually had a horrible experience with someone that was doing my hair. I remember going to a gig and she didn't know what to do with my hair. But I went in, my hair was done and everything else. And she sat down and she started combing out my curls.
Combing it out with a comb.
Combing it out and like teasing it. And then after teasing it, she looked at me and was like, what do I do with your hair? And I was like, why did you not ask to begin with?
No.
I could have helped you.
Ew.
All I needed was a pick.
Sure,
just to pick
yeah.
it up pick and make would, it bigger.
Pick would do.
That's all.
Girl.
But yes.
And so that's a problem.
I've had gigs where I'm probably, the last two gigs that I've also had was come with your hair done.
Mm.
Make sure everything is done. Makeup will be done on site, but just make sure your hair is done.
And this is an issue particular to us,
mm-hmm.
right? Regardless of, you know, how loose or coily our patterns are,
mm-hmm.
there is a lack of people that know how to properly take care and style our hair. So there has been like a call for more black professional artists that know black hair to step in and help, because it's 2019 and we still have to have that call out
mm-hmm.
to like black stylists to like get in the room and help us. That's bizarre.
I was even thinking of ways to make it easier. I was like, maybe I'll come with like a lace front if
that's what
I can wear, then if it's anything to make it easier, right?
That's absolutely ridiculous, because you know other demographics don't have to think about this.
It's true, because I actually have to bring all my hair products with me to most gigs that I go to.
Iman, back in the day, she used to say that she would have to come with her own foundation already pre-mixed, or else
I do that.
Yeah?
I do that too. So I actually bring everything with me because I don't know who will be touching my face and my hair.
Yeah.
And again, I'd rather just help them out if they, like, I'd rather just from the get-go, tell me if you need help instead of you kind of putting a face, like a clown on my face, and then like, you
yeah,
know, me going
and then
on
you
scene.
Look
and
crazy.
Exactly.
They so have you out here looking
I
crazy.
Actually do. So what I do is I kind of watch makeup artists and see how they do or what they bring out. Usually
yeah.
like it's your Milani, your like Fenty. And if they
yeah,
bring
yeah,
out
yeah.
those brands, I'm like, okay, I know you know what you're doing.
yeah,
you
yeah.
know exactly what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I can actually say I've had makeup done with other makeup artists from different backgrounds have done my makeup really, really well
mm-hmm.
or
so it's just
not
the
so
experience.
I think it's experience, because there was one girl. I remember I showed a picture. There was one girl who did my makeup phenomenal.
Wow.
And
shout
I was
out
just,
to her.
Yes.
Wherever she is in the world.
Yes. I can't remember her name.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Well.
But I will shout you out on my Instagram. I promise. but yes. No, she did my makeup phenomenal. And I was so happy with it. And she knew. And I could tell. I asked her off the back. I'm like, this is not your first time doing someone that's black. And she's like, nope, not
no,
at all.
Well, there you go.
And she was confident. Didn't ask me anything. And
yeah.
she would let me see everything.
Well,
yeah.
perfect. So, all right, you've been in the industry
mm-hmm.
for how long? Talk about your start and talk
of
about...
Of course.
Yeah.
So, I have always wanted to do modeling and acting. I've always wanted to do it for a really long time. I tried it when I was a teenager, had a really, really bad experience with one of those scam agencies.
Mm.
You know those acting conventions?
Yeah.
And I remember I probably worked my bum off at my little job for how many hours and... they took all my money and nothing
no.
happened with it. Yeah, I know. And then being a teen, I was very ashamed. I don't even remember having a conversation with my mom about this, but I pretty much just swept it underneath the rug and I was like, I'm never doing acting again. Like, forget this.
They stole your money.
Exactly. Yeah. So I ended up doing communications, went to school for communications, had different roles in communications. And then I hit a milestone, not going to say which one, but I hit a milestone birthday and I just sat down, evaluated my life and was like, you know what? I don't have any ties. I have the opportunity to make a move if I want to.
Yeah.
And I have the flexibility to do that if I want to. So why not just give it one last shot? And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out.
That's amazing.
And last year, this time, I actually remember talking to my coworkers saying, like, you know what? And Black Panther actually came out too. And was like, you know what? It's time. It's time for me to do this. So I did it. And a year in, it's been really great. Had great experiences. Oh, great. I haven't had any negative experiences so far, keeping my fingers crossed.
Right.
But had great experiences, made a ton of friends, met great people, and just overall just, you know what? It's helped me challenge myself internally, because, again, I am an introvert.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know this, but I am an introvert.
Wow.
So it's really, really hard for me, especially in public settings, to have conversations or even to present.
Yeah.
Really, really hard for me to present. I speak very fast. And not a lot of unless you look at my hands, you can tell I'm shaking. It's very, very bad. I have nerves. But this has definitely helped me step out of my comfort zone and help me challenge myself when it comes to public speaking and presentations.
Right.
So it's definitely been a great experience overall.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And you talk about some of the personal challenges that you've had, but as we know, in these industries, they have their own fair share of challenges, right? Just being a Black woman in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to talk a little bit more about that and just the lack of inclusion, I would say, in Black women and getting cast in these roles and like trying to navigate the space where you don't want to fall into just a stereotypical Black woman role for anything, but because the industry is still predominantly white, you find yourself in these kind of roles, right? And have you had those kinds of experiences yet, or do you think that there's a fair share of inclusion in your realm throughout your...
I feel like the industry is changing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's changing as rapid and as fast as we would like it to change.
Yeah.
But I still think we're still bringing issues to the forefront of everyone's mind. So even like in the last awards show, I believe it was the Oscars, where no one thought that this whole diversity trend was actually going to be implemented within the awards show. But it did. Like Regina King won, which was really, really great. And that surprised everyone. And there was an award show before, which I can't remember. I think it was the Academy Awards, where, again, she won prior. And that shocked everyone.
Right.
So I think that women are now becoming in the forefront. Women in color, maybe not as much. But I can actually say, just from personal experiences, I have personally been discouraged when it comes to acting and modeling. I can say probably I go on our casting websites all the time, and probably out of like 30 casting calls within this area, I probably see two that I'd be able to apply for.
Two!
And sometimes I even try to, like, you know, they'll have like Caucasian, nice smile. I'm like, oh, I have a nice smile, but maybe, like, you know, maybe they'll wave the skin color for me. You never know. Yeah. So I try to still try to slip into certain roles, even if they aren't very, like, if they're very specific and it is for Caucasian, I know I probably won't get it, but it can hurt. You never know, right?
Yeah.
But I can definitely say, like, I've gone down to the last round and I probably lost it, and I have actually lost it to someone that was Caucasian. And it's definitely hard, because, again, you're being judged on your looks, and, again, it is outwards in.
Yeah.
So I try not to take it personally, but then, again, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Try not to take it personally. Just remember, like, you know what, they're looking for something very specific, and unfortunately I didn't have it, so I just try to move on to the next one. And I try not to lose sleep on roles that I didn't get, which is very, very hard.
Yeah.
But I try not to.
And you know what? That goes back to, like, just, like, your self-confidence, right? And not kind of internalizing things that people kind of like try to project on you and things like that.
Exactly.
But I'm just still mortified. It's 2019 and we are still in the place where casting calls or whatever can explicitly say that they're looking for white people only.
Yep. It's I'm so heartbroken sometimes. It's just,
of course you are.
And you'll see, it's funny because when you look on the casting site, you'll see the actual clients and then you'll see what they're looking for and you're like, come on, like, really, like, okay, so-and-so brand, like, all right.
And then they're usually big brands.
Exactly.
Right?
All the time.
And they're looking specifically for white people.
Yes.
I just don't understand how we can continue to let that happen in a time where we're trying to be more inclusive of Black women and women of color in spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like you were saying, like, you know, we focus on like women being at the forefront, but like what kind of women are at the
forefront? You know what I think is happening within this industry? I feel like women, I think just women in general, and it includes women of color, I think because we know there's a struggle to get onto the screen, so what we're trying to do is do behind the screen so that we can project it to on the screen.
Right.
And that's what I've seen. There was, I can't remember what sitcom it was, but there was a sitcom that was produced and directed by like an all-women cast. And it was just amazing. I can't remember who was it. It's gonna bother me. But it was done like that, and it was, I can't remember who was it. Oh, it's gonna bother me. Sorry, guys. Anyways, but it was done very, very well, and that's what I think is happening, because more and more you're hearing more producers, more directors, more even casting assistants, directors are women. Mm-hmm. And I think because they know they can't change it the other way, I think that's why they're going inwards.
Okay.
To go to, like, to project onto the screen.
But what I would really like is for that to then translate to on the screen, which I think is like a slow process. So maybe we're more like digestible, or they're more tolerant of women of color, black mm-hmm. women behind the scenes, mm-hmm. but not so much in front of the screens. Like, you're cool. We'll accept you if you're writing. We'll accept you if you're producing, mm-hmm. maybe directing. Mm-hmm. But if you want to, like, get into this role that's not traditionally made for you, and we didn't have you in mind, mm-hmm. then nah. Mm-hmm. But you're cool behind the scenes.
There was one, I love watching award shows. I'm so sorry if they're so cheesy. but who was it? I think it was Sterling K. Brown. I believe that's his name. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
Yes.
And he said something that just made me really, really happy. In his acceptance speech, he was thanking the director and the writer, just... What was he saying? His exact words were like, thank you for making a role made for a black man, played by a black man.
Yeah.
And that just, honestly, that just sat with me. And I was like, that's what I want. Like, I don't want to be in a role like, okay, you know what? You were supposed to be like a Caucasian white girl, but you know what? We'll just fit you in because you have like a nice smile. And we'll just, like, I feel like it's like a hand-me-down, or like kind of like a... Is a hand-me-down the right word I want to say? Like a hand-me-down? Just like, okay.
Yeah. Like, they're kind of just like, yeah.
Yeah, like...
You'll do.
Yeah, that's exactly... And yeah. That's not a great feeling too, right? So it's... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen within this industry. I know it is changing. I know that more women are, again, stepping to the forefront with all these Me Too movements and everything, and slowly making changes.
Sure. But slowly. It is a slow process.
It is a slow process.
It is a slow process. And I think they're just, like, for me, it's the change is great. But what bothers me is that these systems are in place to begin with. Like, what bothers me is that we had to use Oscars So White hashtag for Regina King to win.
I agree.
And it's like, you know, we're surprised that she won, but mm-hmm. why are we surprised? She's been killing it since like Friday.
Mm-hmm. No, like, it's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
She's a phenomenal actress, and there are a lot of phenomenal black actresses that are just like winning these awards, and it's kind of like, okay, they figured us out. We're only giving awards to white people, so let's switch it up. It's not enough anymore to invite them to the award shows now. Now we have to actually acknowledge them. So it's like, why is it that we have to do everything and then wait for that response afterwards? But I think it's necessary for us to complain and be outward about it, mm-hmm. for us to even get to that point.
Because
if we're complacent and we're silent and we don't make noise about these issues, then they won't change.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. And again, that's why I think change is happening.
Yeah.
Again, not as fast as we wanted to, but because people are speaking out, especially women.
Yeah.
Again, with the whole Me Too movement, I think that's why we're seeing this change.
Right.
And it just sucks. It honestly, it's not cool. I remember being in a gig, a casting gig, and I stood probably like for 20 minutes, and they just sat there and spoke about me, and I couldn't say anything, and they were like whispering, and I was like, this is weird.
Wow.
I was like, and it was just all on my looks. Like, didn't ask me questions, nothing.
Oh my gosh. So it's like, they're like kind of dehuman. Like, you're human,
yeah.
But they're not treating you as like somebody that's has like, is capable of feelings. They're just looking for you, at you as just
And that's
an
what
actress.
You have so, to think of it. Because if you go in thinking like, you know what, they're going to like me, they're going to love me. No offense, you may not be able to project your personality.
Mm.
It's based on your looks, and that specific director is looking for something. So again, you can't take it personal, and I have to remember that in my head for my own sanity, and just like, you know what? I'm not what they want.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep pushing to the next gig. But what I realize is that within this industry, I definitely need to immerse myself more. I definitely need to get a mentor. I have a mentor in every aspect of my life, or a support system in every aspect of my life. So acting, if it's something that is important to me, mm-hmm. why would I not invest in that aspect?
Right.
And that's something that I definitely need to do. Because again, huge industry, I'm only dipping my toes into it. I definitely want to go swimming, diving, everything in it. But I need to figure this out because, again, it's such a big industry. There's so many unknowns. I don't want anything – like, I don't want any horrible experiences because we've all heard them. Right. We've all heard them. We've all seen them in the news. Like, I don't want to be one of those women.
Yeah.
So I'm still – I need to figure that out.
Yeah. And that'll come. I think that that's necessary, like a mentorship opportunity.
But it's hard in Toronto. My gosh, can I tell you?
Yeah.
When I go to casting calls, like, say if there is a casting call for – African-Canadian, I don't know, 20 to like 35. Can I tell you, I see the same women in the same casting calls all the time. Yeah.
Well, because there's so few opportunities, so, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we haven't pigeonholed ourselves, but the industry has, mm-hmm. and those are the only roles that people want to see us in.
Yeah, and that, so let's talk a little bit deeper then about, because I hear a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that you're saying about, like, you know, not losing sleep over it, mm-hmm. and trying to maintain, and sometimes they can't see your personality. So all of these things that we try to develop from within ourselves, mm-hmm. like, you know, self-love and self-confidence and self-care, these things come from within. But if you're in an industry that is very much surface level, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and oftentimes does do a really good job at trying to destroy us, mm-hmm. and what we've built up so much inside, mm-hmm. how can we, in an industry that is based solely on you outwardly, mm-hmm. how can we begin to try to help ourselves inwardly when dealing with these kinds of situations? Because the industry is solely based on your performance, mm-hmm. right? And it's performative. You mm-hmm. have to perform. You mm-hmm. have to step outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. But what if it's yourself that you've been building and trying to just be whole with yourself? Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to be someone else, or you have to put up a wall so that it doesn't affect you. But this whole industry is based on you, not you, inward you, but outward you. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that?
That's a very good question. That is a very good question. Oh man,
have you thought about this kind of thing?
You know what, I think I'm trying to prepare myself or build myself up mentally,
yeah,
and just so that, for example, if there was a situation that I was to come across that may make me feel or make me second guess myself or question myself, I need, what am I doing? So right now I am currently surrounding myself with the right people. Mm-hmm. I am, in terms of surrounding myself with the right people, again, having support systems, having mentors, having people that will continually to encourage me on a daily basis, I think is really, really great. Personally, again, I think I'm also saying, and this is just for me personally, because I'm in the industry that I am and because I know how I am, every now and then I may seek some sort of self-help. Mm. So for example,
self-help
is really, really great. So for example, I may see a psychiatrist. Like mm-hmm. if I know, for example, if I had low self-esteem throughout my whole entire life, looks is something that I've always struggled with. Mm. And because I'm going into this industry and I know that it will negatively impact me,
right,
why not prepare myself and give myself those tools to deal with those issues that are going to come down the pipeline instead of, like, you know what, just saying, like, you know what, screw it, it's fine. Yeah. I'll just deal with it as it comes and then what, just let it destroy me? No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
So I think anything from like self-help books, just motivational books help, mm-hmm. Especially within this industry. I think what also helps is that I'm not going into it thinking I want fame. I'm going into it thinking, like, you know what, it's helping me personally and helping right. me challenge myself and develop myself. So I'm not seeing it from a negative impact. I'm seeing it from something positive.
Okay.
And I think
so, your mindset going
exactly
in.
Exactly. It's always positive.
Yeah.
I think if I go in, for example, if I was to go into an audition, I don't know, worried, fretting, like, you would see it. I think with me personally, you'd be able to see my expressions on my face.
Yeah.
And you could read me like a book. Mm-hmm. So I try not to have that mindset going into auditions or anything. Like, just having a strong mindset helps. And it will take you such a long way, especially within this industry. Yeah. Or anything in general. Just because, again, you deal with everyday problems and you handle everyday interactions yeah. on a daily. So why not?
Yeah, that's true. And I just feel like there's so much on our backs as, like, Black women when we have to play that, you know, double role where it's like we have to carry a lot on our backs.
We can't have too much attitude because we can't be like the ghetto black girl.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You can't be like the stush one. Like, it's very hard.
Yeah. And then we're dealing with like our own societal pressures, our own family pressures, our own like circumstances outside of that kind of performative act. So then it's almost like we have to like put on this like stone cold demeanor and not have it impact us. But first, we should be getting the help from what we're dealing with emotionally before we are ready to, like, you know, go into this this industry that is so much based
if
on how you can perform.
Broken, like, not saying if you're broken, but if you know you have issues, or for example, I can even just say for myself personally, like, I was bullied as a kid. I was bullied as a kid. I definitely went through self-esteem issues. And again, I'm not an ugly person. I know I am good looking and I know I have a great smile, but that doesn't push me enough to make me feel extremely comfortable within myself. Again, I need that support system. I need like those motivational books. I need just a mentorship or just someone to help guide me along the process to get to where I need to go.
Right. And it takes a village.
It does. It definitely does. I like to think I'm alone in this. I like to think me being an introvert, I like to lock myself up in my room and not talk to anyone. But I can actually say I have a great support system. And especially as I get older, I realize my support system has changed throughout the years. The people that I used to hang around, I don't hang around. I'm surrounding myself with positive people that are going to a level where I want to go. And I think that also helps, right?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Whoever you lay with, whoever your friends are, will show you who you are. It's a reflection of exactly of who you are.
I agree.
So to me, it's just like, I know where I want to go. I know where I want to be. And if you're not with me, or if you are at a different level, then I'm sorry. Like, I'm taking off. So it's either ride the ship with me or goodbye. I'm leaving you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to even get to that point.
Oh, it does. Oh my gosh. I can tell you, it was so hard. I can definitely tell you, like, I've gone through changes within my inner circle, and I've had to let go of, like, friendships that I've had for years. But because, you know what, it was either toxic or whatnot, it's just, you just got to move on. And sometimes people just grow apart. Yeah. There's no hatred, nothing like that. It's just a natural process that happens.
Yeah. I always think, like, when you're trying to, like, develop yourself and become who you are meant to be, it is a very solo process.
It is. And it's funny because I can tell you, I'm not the same person that I was when I was 20. I am not. I don't know who that girl is. But I'm definitely not that girl. I have changed significantly. Like, my goals have changed. What I thought when I wanted when I was 20 is not what I want now. We're not going to tell you my age. But it's definitely not what I want now. So it's just like, okay, all right. Wow. It's life. It is life. And you know what? You can't fight it. Change is like, it's constant. It's always going to happen. So you got to ride the wave. I'm sorry. If you're going to hide from change, there's something wrong. You need help.
Well, there's a lot of things that keep us stagnant in our lives. Yep. And like we were talking about on previous episodes, it could be fear, right? The fear of changing, the fear of becoming.
I was scared to tell people that I wanted to be a model and actress. I was so not ashamed at first, but I was just like, what are people going to think of me? I was like, why do I care what people think of me? I was like, you know what? I'm my own person. I make my own choices. This is something that I want, and I clearly regretted letting it go years ago. So I'm like, I'm going full
Well,
course.
You never really let it go.
I didn't really let it go. You know what? I was discouraged, but and then I went another avenue, and then I was just like, no. You know what? It's something that it never went away. It would always nick and pick at me like, hey, you. Acting. You acting. I'm like, okay, I hear you. Okay, all right, I'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't stop thinking about this issue, though, like, in the industry where we really have to have, like, that confidence that, and like, we have to be in a place where we are not, I don't want to say strong because it's stereotypical of the strong black woman, right? But we have to be in a mindset where we can't let, until we can have complete change and the change that we want in this industry, where it's not okay to just slap on Caucasian and only look at white people on these casting calls. We have to be able, and our mind has to be there in order for us to not be affected by that.
Because
it's like, if acting was your only job and you use that for your primary source of income, right? It's like, if you only have 2-3 opportunities, of course you're going to see the same girls in the room because everybody has to eat.
Yep.
And in other industries, we think and we say and we believe that there's room for everyone. There's space for everyone to mm-hmm. be in this. But acting is particular in the sense that it's not.
It's not.
Because
not
you're going to slap on white woman or yep. whoever in your lead role.
Yep.
And the girl that gets a little bit less money or significantly less money, her best friend, her extra, her sidekick is the black girl, right? Or the crackhead is the black girl
yep.
who is only going to show up in a handful of scenes.
Or the ghetto black girl. Like, again, like the ghetto black girl.
Or the prostitute or the single mother that can never get ahead or the alcoholic, etc.
It's funny because it doesn't just go for black women. It also goes for black men, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even seen it, again, with looking at casting websites and stuff, like, black men also get pigeonholed into a specific stereotype. It's either you play the security guard, you play the cop, you play like the Secret Service agent, or you play the thug, the mm-hmm. robber, like something like that, or the gangbanger.
Yeah.
And that's all I see. I'm just like, really? Really? Yeah, like, we're more than that. We are more than that.
And we know we're more than
that,
right? Like, in society, we've gotten to this point where we know that we're
more
than that.
We are trendsetters.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are trendsetters.
So then how do we go about, like, just... in this industry, how can we then let that mean? No, I feel like everybody knows that we have, you know, immense, you know, abilities and capabilities mm-hmm. because it's not like we've never won Oscars. It's mm-hmm. not like, and that whole system, what does that tell you? Like, psychologically, if there's like a little girl, she's 6 years old and she wants to be an actress and she's a woman, but you know, she doesn't see anybody that looks like her.
Mm-hmm.
She sees women in lead roles, but she doesn't see anybody that looks like her. What does that tell her?
No, I agree. It's, you know what? I'm trying to think of who I saw on television that made me want to start acting. And this is actually really, really funny.
Oh.
I remember watching Bring It On.
Bring
It On with two of my cousins. And it was actually the first time I remember watching a movie and actually getting into movies and everything. And it was Gabrielle Union who was on the television. I was like, oh, there's hope for me. And I was like, okay,
all
right. And that's actually how I kind of wanted to start getting into acting, is because I saw someone that looked like me on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's hope, and it's what I want to do. And hopefully I will get there. And I will.
Yeah, no, you will. That's super cool. Yeah, it's just like, me and you saw the movie Captain Marvel.
Yes, and that's why I was actually smiling at you, because when you were saying, like, the best friend, I was like,
yeah
Captain
girl,
Marvel.
Because it's like, you know, what? Why is it that the lead role is this, I don't know what her name is.
And Brie Larson.
Brie Larson is the main girl?
Yeah, I think her name, Brie Larson.
Brie
yes.
Larson, yeah. I mean, subpar. You know what I mean? Like, and then the best friend is, of course, her, like, side chick. And she's, like, has this, like, very, I would say, like, motherly role where she was very, like, emotional. And she's, like, encouraging to Brie Larson. And it's just, like, I've seen it before.
I know.
I've seen it before. It keeps perpetuating itself. And also, going back to, like, Black Panther and mm-hmm. your start of this career, it's, like, that was a movie that had primarily all... but they had to throw in, like, the token white guy who...
The agent, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent guy,
Why was mm-hmm. he in there? Anyway, it could have done without him, but that's fine. But that's, like, a Marvel movie, and it's primarily black cast, and that's cool, but then it's a black movie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like categorized mm-hmm. specifically. It's like a superhero movie, Marvel, and then like black.
Remember, before like even like superhero movies came out, like what we were known for were for like the romantic, like black movies, right?
Yeah.
Remember like your, what is it? Ugh. My gosh, like your Brown Sugar, like your Love and Basketball,
all of those
movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's how, like, even when I picture like Regina King, that's how she kind of started, right? And I feel like that kind of pigeonholed us into this specific, I guess, like specific, what's the word I'm looking for? Category. Yeah, we can say category. Yeah, sure, whatever. Specific category. And now that we're slowly starting to break out, like Mahershala Ali, like he's starting to break out, like I think we are taking strides. Mm-hmm. We're removing certain people that should be removed, which I'm really happy. And I think that will open up gates for us. Mm-hmm. I think that will open up gates for women. And I truly believe probably in like the next decade, I think we'll see more Black women on the forefront. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, this whole thing, because there's two sides of this argument that I've heard, right? There's mm-hmm. one where we need to be at the forefront. And this is one that I agree with, where mm-hmm. we need to be visible. We need not be in these stereotypical roles. We need to be on the big screen, etc. But then there's the other argument that we shouldn't have to, I guess, appeal to the white audience in the name of capitalism just so that they can digest it too. So we can be Black, but Black, not Black enough, because if we're too Black, then we're pigeonholed and yeah. then we're for a specific audience. But there are those that think that we don't have to even worry about, you know, appealing to the mainstream audience, because mm-hmm. the mainstream audience, primarily white people, and it has to be palatable for them, digestible for them. And that's why it can't be too Black. I mean, hence the reason why they threw in random white dude in the Black Panther, just so white people are like, oh no, okay, cool. But and that's,
you know what? I feel like it's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Than hen, because again, with what's happening within the world, my thing is, if we're not willing to accept as like a nation, if we're not willing to accept a certain demographic, certain ethnic background, then how do you expect to see them like on the screen, right?
Right.
So I think that it's change starts within different aspects. I think that we are heading there. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like the whole Me Too movement, getting rid of like Harvey Weinstein, like all those guys, and slowly women stepping up to those power roles. And by them stepping up to those power roles, hopefully we'll be able to get women into those front end roles.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will be change where let's just cast a whole bunch of Black women and let's put mm-hmm. them on all these feature films. I don't think it will happen
that
like
that.
That
would be great.
That would be amazing.
Because why not?
Right?
You know what I mean?
I know. I don't think so. And I think, again, I think it also has to do with the sensitive issues that's happening within the world right now. And again, like, if you're not willing to accept them, then why would you accept them on your TV screen? And that's how I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sucks. It honestly, it's horrible. I don't like it.
It's something that we need to really think long and hard about. Mm-hmm. And it's something that needs to change. I understand that it might be a slow process, but it's absolutely a necessary
process. Oh, it's
process.
Needed. It's so needed. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. Like, I have my goddaughter, and I'm sad to think that when she grows up, she won't see anyone that looks like her, like, on television.
Yeah.
And that upsets me.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, of course it won't.
Yeah,
of course
I won't let it happen.
But
you
it would have, like,
it won't happen.
Right now, like, even for her to figure out, like, what she wants to do with her life, like, it's based on what she kind of sees.
What she sees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's not fair. It's not fair at all.
Yeah. What this boils down to, and what I'm more concerned about, this industry is terrible for
it is.
This, right? But I'm more
even
concerned.
The music industry, like, both, like, I think entertainment,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
entertainment
gosh.
In general,
it's a huge
it's
issue.
Hard
it's
for women,
issue.
Like,
yeah.
And that's what kind of discouraged me a little bit from doing acting also, was I was like, hey, you know what? Do I really want to put myself in those type of situations where I, for example, if I'm being cast and casting director asked me to go to their hotel room, like, do I really want to put myself in that situation?
And that's the problem. He shouldn't be able to ask you to go to
but it
hotel
happens
room.
And it was the norm, right? It was the norm.
Yeah, we have to have a new norm. We have to change this idea of what's normal and what
I
isn't, because that's not normal.
No,
like, I'm not going to your hotel room.
No,
there's nothing that's going to happen there, and we have to keep it professional, and we have to put our foot down and say what's okay and what
mm-hmm.
isn't. But the only way that we can get there is by knowing our worth.
I agree.
And having that self-confidence mm-hmm. and being able to say, the only reason why mm-hmm. there has been an influx of all of these movements and all of this attention called to these issues is because we're finding the voice to say that it's not okay.
You know what? It starts deep down, like what you just said.
Of course.
And what you reflect inwards, outwards shows who you are.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's funny because my mother, oh, love her, she would she would put on a dress, put on her hair, do everything she does. And honestly, you could not tell her anything. She would think she's the hottest thing ever. And when she walks down the street, no one could say anything to her. So if you're confident, if you know yourself and you're self-assured, this industry will not rock you as much as it should.
Yeah.
And that's it, as long as you have a sound mind, have a great support system. And that's what I have. And I think that's why I am successful and why I'm getting as much gigs as I am getting. It's because I have that great support system.
Yeah, and that's important because we need people like you in this industry to make these changes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying.
You have to be there because, you know, if you have that solid foundation, mm-hmm. then you're the voice that can speak up and say, this isn't right. You're the voice that can say, why is this only for white people? Why am I not allowed? And doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I can say that I've seen within this industry is specifics that they're looking for is like, so when it comes to ethnic backgrounds, no. But when it comes with like when it comes to disabilities, yes. Mm. So I've seen like a whole bunch of like casting calls where they're calling for people of disabilities, no matter what it is. And again, like you can't fake that. Like that is very specific. That's such a niche market where I'm happy that they're not faking it or asking someone to come in or like fake that you're blind or anything like. So there's a little bit of positivity.
Yeah,
a little
bit from, to like the people that are, so they're not ableist in
exactly.
the way that they are prejudiced.
Exactly.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
It doesn't, but you know. I was trying to find the light at the end of the tunnel. I know.
Feel any better.
But you know what? I think my end goal, again, my end goal is not to be on the screen, not to be famous, not to be in the forefront from that aspect in terms of like trends or gossip or anything like that. I actually want to make a change.
Yes.
I just need to figure it out, hence why I need to get a mentor.
Yeah.
But I need to figure it out and I need to figure out this industry. Yeah. And it's so huge, so big, so it's so overwhelming that I'm trying to figure it out slowly. But I will.
You will.
I will. And I will make change.
And congratulations on your journey. This
Thank
is like
you.
A really excellent and exciting
Thank
process
you.
For you.
Thank
to
you. Thank you.
Like,
you know what? I can actually say every gig I've had, it has challenged me. I've enjoyed it. Again, everyone, I have not had a negative experience whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Carolyn's agency. They're my agent. But I've had great experiences with them. And anyone that wants to, let me know. And people have reached out to me via like Instagram and asked me my opinion, asked me what it's like to be in the industry, and I will give my honest opinion. So if anyone has any questions, let me know and
Where
I'll
can
answer
I contact
it.
You?
Follow me on Instagram at T Laudelle, LAUDELLE _.
Dope. Yeah. Tashina Laudelle, you are a dream. You're a treat. You're going far in the industry, and thank you so much.
Look out for me, world.
There
you will
go.
See me.
There you go.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby.
You've just listened to episode 5 of the Queen Series podcast. For more information on Melanin Queens, check us out at www.melaninqueens.com. Also, follow us on social media at Melanin Queens Organics, at the Queen Series podcast, and follow my personal page at Elena Christine.